Chapter 32, Part 2. Karna Conquers the World. After he left Bhishma, Duryodhana was joined by Karna, Shukuni, and Dushasana. The prince looked around at his counselors and then asked, "What remains to be done? How can I secure my good fortune? Let us fix some plan." Duryodhana told them what Bhishma had said, and Karna became uncomfortable. The Kuru grandfather was always berating him. He did not seem to like him. Karna felt that he was as much of a well-wisher of the Kurus as was Bhishma. Maybe it was time to prove Bhishma's assessment of him wrong. Wringing his hands, he said, "O mighty king, Bhishma blames us while praising the Pandavas. It is clear that he favors them over you. Because he bears you ill will, he abuses me also. I cannot bear to hear his words any longer. O king, give me an army, and I shall single-handedly conquer the world for the Kauravas, just as the Pandavas did before the Rajasuya sacrifice. Let the wicked-minded wretch of the Kurus, that senile Bhishma, let him see it and regret how he has treated me. Simply command me, and I shall leave at once." Duryodhana slapped his friend on the back in delight. "I am so blessed because you have favored me, O hero. What more could I want? What more could I want than to see your mighty self-interest in my own welfare? Surely my life has borne fruit today. Go out, my dear friend, and vanquish my foes. May good come to you. Just ask, and I shall do whatever I can to help." Karna at once began to make arrangements for his expedition. Duryodhana amassed a vast army with a year's worth of supplies. After consulting with brahmanas and gaining Dhritarashtra's permission, he selected a favorable day to depart. Bhishma and Vidura, however, did not approve of Karna's plan, but they chose to remain silent. Perhaps the fool would be defeated somewhere, and his pride would be curbed. At least while he was gone, he would not be influencing Duryodhana, influencing toward yet another rash scheme. Blessed by the court brahmanas, who uttered prayers for his victory, Karna went out of the city, followed by thousands of troops. First, he attacked King Drupada's beautiful city. Drupada did not pay allegiance to the Kauravas. Like many of the kings who had accepted Yudhishthira's rule, Drupada was not inclined toward Dhritarashtra. In the end, however, Drupada was overpowered by the superior force brought from Hastinapur and was obliged to offer Dhritarashtra tribute. Karna then moved north, subjugating all the kings in that region. He vanquished Bhagadatta, as well as all the Himalayan mountain kings. Traveling east, he overcame many tribes. None were able to defeat Karna in battle, as he rained down fierce arrows. Surya's son was a peerless fighter whom few on earth could face, especially when he was joined by the Kuru army. Soon, Karna defeated all the kings in the south and made his way west, conquering and subjugating everyone in his path. Well within 1 year, Karna had accumulated a huge amount of wealth from all of his conquests. He carried it back to Hastinapur in a long line of chariots and oxen. Duryodhan and his father and brothers greeted him as he entered the city. They congratulated Karna and embraced him. Duryodhan then said, "What I have not received even from Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, or any other, I have received from you, Karna. O mighty armed hero, in you I have my true protector. All the Pandavas and other kings are nothing compared to you." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.